Another 74 people killed by Israeli airstrikes in Gaza on Monday, including 36 people queuing for aid, according to a variety of news reports. It's also being reported that an average of less than 100 trucks a day of aid have entered the besieged enclave since Israel opened up its borders a little more 8 days ago. Aid organisations say a minimum of 600 a day are needed to meet basic needs. Meanwhile, Israeli media are reporting that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will hold a security cabinet meeting today and consider taking full control of Gaza. Olga Sherevko is spokesperson for the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. She's in Deir al-Balah in Gaza this morning. Olga, good morning. Thank you very much for taking our call today.
Good morning, Gavin. Thanks for having me.
Can you describe conditions where you are today?
Conditions are really, really dire. And it seems like we're in a free fall, really, with everything that's happening around us, which is, of course, strikes that are continuing. It was a very loud night again with more displacement. There was another displacement order issued in Gaza City yesterday with, of course, a deepening starvation crisis. And it just doesn't seem like there's an end to any of this.
What work are you able to do there now?
So we, of course, are trying every day to pick up more food, more medicine, more nutritional supplies and everything that's coming in. And that's what we've been doing on a daily basis. We're sending trucks, we're sending people. And the problem, one of the issues that we're facing is that a lot of the impediments that we faced before are still there. So that means that the routes that are provided to us by the Israeli authorities are often very congested. They are very dangerous. Sometimes they're impassable. And many of our missions still take hours and hours to complete because we have to wait for authorizations to move at every point of the way for us to pick up supplies or to run any type of mission because it requires this very close coordination with Israeli authorities. And on top of this, not enough aid is still entering that needs to address the needs on the ground.
Can you talk us through what's happening with trucks at the border? What is coming in from where and how they're getting in now?
So most of the supplies that are allowed now is food, things like wheat flour, the food ration packages that we have to distribute to people that have the kind of the staples that people need to have a decent diet. Then there's, of course, medicine. There's some hygiene supplies entering, nutritional supplements. But there are still many, many items that are prohibited from entering. For example, shelter is one of them. So for more than 4 months, no shelter items have entered Gaza. And if you look around, the space, of course, people have been pushed into this tiny piece of Gaza, and only about 12% of it is not under displacement orders or militarized areas. And in these areas where people are still technically allowed to live, they're full of tents, and these tents are very tattered. They are worn out, and many people are actually just sleeping in the street because they just have no form of shelter, and they've been displaced so many times, they're coming with nothing.
Do you see any end in sight?
Well, we certainly hope so. I mean, something has to change. This type of deterioration that seems to be picking up speed as we speak, it's unfathomable to me how much worse it can get. And we really need, of course, ultimately a ceasefire, but we need an enabling environment to for us to be able to address the needs of the people. Otherwise, we are looking at the lives of over 2 million people at stake here.
Olga, thank you very much for speaking to us again. That's Olga Sherevko, who's spokesperson for the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. Olga was speaking to us from Deir al-Balah in Gaza this morning. It's 7:46.